The other part of the problem here is live experts, exports, excuse me, no problem with live experts, particularly the one that's joined us in studio, because this is one of the other ways that we deal with the calves born so that cows can produce milk is what we export them in pretty large numbers. 166,000 left Ireland last year. Now, live exports is a bit of an inkblot test. It depends on who is looking at the 2 or 3 week old calves boarding a truck and a ferry for a 2 or more day journey. Some see it as inhumane, others see it as perfectly acceptable, and vet scientists unfortunately disagree here in this area. The live export industry is one that I was working on reporting from beginning to end when a controversy erupted this week which has changed matters. But a few weeks ago, before that controversy erupted, Seamus Scallon of the Wicklow Calf Company invited me down to his premises to see how he runs his export business.
The calves are coming in. The lads are all down at the collection centres.
Coming in from collection around the country?
Yes, around the country. We have buyers around the country, collection centres, marts around the country.
Hundreds of calves from all over the country are being sorted by weight and breed ahead of the afternoon ferry from Rosslare. 1,200 calves to be precise. Seamus Scallon was up to his eyes, so his wife Joyce showed me what was going on.
Our lorries will come in, our bigger lorries will come in then from Cork, down that area, Waterford, Wexford, and they'll unload them all here, and they're all graded, put in there, and divided up.
And are you measuring weight by your eye, or are you putting them onto a scale?
No, my husband did business for 40 years. He knows by looking at them. Yeah, he knows by looking at them.
The Scallon's method is to take the animals off the trucks coming in from the marts where they have been bought that day or the previous night, feed them in their sheds, and then put them onto a different truck heading to the ferry. That way they arrive in Rosslare fed and rested, and not having just spent a half a day going from farm to mart to ferry without any food. Seamus tells me that there is a simple commercial reason for doing more than the regulations ask.
The thing people don't understand is if we send out the calves and something happens to them, we don't get paid for them. So I'm hardly going to send something that I'm not going to get paid for or I'm going to have a hassle over.
This week, there was controversy over live exports once again when activity was suspended by the French authorities at one of the main facilities used for rest stops for Irish livestock arriving at the port of Cherbourg. The Department of Agriculture won't confirm the specifics of the allegation, but it has been reported that there has been a claim of mistreatment of animals at the rest stop or the lairage in France. By coincidence, in the past few weeks, I had sought permission to record in this same lairage that has now been suspended. They declined my requests, all before this week's controversy. Separately, there is another claim that calves were going unfed for longer than the regulations permit when the time at the mart and on the truck to Rosslare is taken into account. Seamus Scallon believes that Ireland has to seriously up its game on animal welfare standards if the live export industry is not to be closed down by changing public sentiment.
I would like to see for us as a nation to show compassion to our farming, all these people. Here's what we're doing. The calves are being fed before they go on the boat. Yes, the calves are rested before they go on the boat.
But you're making the point here that for the long-term sustainability of a market that is crucially important
part to the whole industry,
to the industry and to maintaining a decent price,
yes,
unless we go above and beyond the standards that have been set by Europe, you're going to be put out of business.
We must be ahead of the whole European Union. If we want to bring the standards higher, we should be able to bring the standards higher.
There will be those who will hear the noise in the background here who will say, well, that's an indication that these animals are distressed. What do you say to them?
I'll give an answer. If you put just 300 sucks in this shed here, you put all the 300 young lads in together and they're out there having their dinner, right? Would they not be all talking to each other and shouting and roaring when they're out? I'll bring you to our other shed now.
and you can look at how quiet it'll be, right, where the calves are not getting disturbed. We have 10 people in here working all around at their feeding the calves and moving the calves. The calves are hearing all the noise and everything that's going on. Of course they're going to cry, but they're not crying because they're not fed. They're crying because there's noise, there's activity here, right? You go into a farm and you walk into any dairy farm and even let the calves be fed, you walk into the shed, they'll start crying.
Seamus Scallon on his yard in Wicklow. Joe Burke from Bord Bia is still with me now. Joe, when you have someone in the live export industry like Seamus Scallon, who appears to be doing his job to a higher standard than many others in the industry, and he is saying the industry needs to up its game even further, does this worry Bord Bia?
So, yeah, Ireland takes its responsibilities really seriously with regard to animal welfare in accordance with the EU regulations. And those regulations don't just stay static. They're not just staying the same. There have been a number of committees and reviews taking place anyway, Philip, looking at live export and transport regulations. And they even themselves have been proposing stricter measures. Like Ireland, yeah, we have a long track record of doing this really well. Actually, the customers are telling us that the calves that they buy from Ireland perform really well and they're happy with their performance and everything like that. But actually, the regulations are actually rising anyway. For example...
But hang on a second. There is a problem, though, with the regulations, isn't there? Now, I appreciate we're working in a little bit of a grey area here this morning because we don't know the specifics of the allegations that have been made. But how can consumers have confidence that these regulations are being observed everywhere if every time an NGO or an activist body or even a journalist comes along and says, well, no, hang on a second, it would appear that they're not being observed as strictly as they should be?
Yeah, and of course we would condemn any example of mistreatment or any images showing animals not being treated as they should be, as Irish farmers themselves would treat them in a high welfare situation. You know, within Ireland, the Department of Agriculture takes its responsibility very seriously, supervising all stages, including marts, including exporters, all the way to the vessel.
But that's another part of the problem, isn't it? That the activists would say we are not accounting or allowing for the time that the animals are at the mart being sold and not being fed and then being transported to Ross Lair in Dublin and not being fed. And that could be a half a day that they're going before they're being fed. Seamus Scallon says we should have lairages in Ross Lair in Dublin so that they can be fed before getting onto the boat.
Well, I suppose, look, the Department of Agriculture supervises and must sign off on the stage where an exporter sends off calves. It's not just at the discretion of an exporter or another person to load them up in a truck. That's fully supervised by the Department of Agriculture, by their veterinary authorities. So I think what's being proposed is to have a dedicated lairage closer to the ferry in Ross Lair. What has been argued on the other side by other exporters and maybe by some of the researchers and scientists involved is that, for example, that journey between, we'll take Cork, for example, and Ross Lair, is it worth unloading the calves again in order that they'll do another extra resting point or an extra stop in their journey? And it has been argued that unloading and reloading again is actually more stressful than an extra 2 hours where the calves are resting and staying on board their truck.
Okay, but you haven't also done, because presumably it would be unethical to do it, you haven't done the test of leaving calves on a lorry for 24 hours without being fed and seeing how much that distresses them.
Yeah, and while there is actually research ongoing in Chagask and Moor Park looking at all these different things and taking cortisone levels to assess, are the animals stressed? Are they getting dehydrated? So we're not quite at the end of that trial, Philip. So a lot
more research needed, basically. Okay, look, one of the alternatives that is being explored here by the industry is flying calves off the island over to Europe. And in the next couple of weeks, over 1,500 are going to board planes in Shannon and Kerry to do that. In the midst of a climate crisis, is that a solution that Bord Bia can get behind?
So that is a new proposal, all right. I suppose it's not anything totally new. In the 1980s and 1990s, this was actually quite commonplace for calves to be flown.
We didn't know then what we know now about the climate, though.
That's true. That's true. And fuel, aircraft fuel at that time was a lot less expensive than it is now. It's a different situation, I suppose. Currently, and you touched on it there, one of the lairages in Cherbourg is closed. That's part of the reason that individuals, that operators are looking at it currently in order to overcome that current challenge, bottleneck.
But flying, Joe, flying calves.
I suppose it is going to do one thing, and that would be it would shorten the journey significantly. So it, rather than, as you say, being up around 24 hours with animals.
So Board BA is not ruling this out, you're exploring it.
Exactly, yeah. That there are a number of different options. You touched on earlier the sexed semen. Other initiatives that the industry is looking at is certainly around more integration of the beef sector, bringing the dairy and beef sectors closer together.
Fair enough on all the other things, but are you happy that flying animals off the island of Ireland chimes with the times that we live in?
Look, let's look at it. There's, as you touched on, there's 170,000 calves being exported live, seeing maybe 800 or 1,600 and doing a trial on that and looking at it and seeing how it works out. I think it would be amiss of us not to at least look at the opportunity.
Joe Burke from Board BA, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. Coming up after the break, the GAA makes a novel contribution to tackling the biodiversity crisis.
Email countrywide@rte.ie.